Good evening again, Rick, everyone on there. Mike, it sounds much better than you did. There's a little noise kind of for everybody, but I think it's repeater noise, but nothing like what you had before. So much better on that. It's a keeper for that regard for your radio. And again, a little bit as you're working from an antenna, a mag mount sitting on your refrigerator in the house. So noise within the house will do it, but much better than it was. Today-wise, we got my wife's car fixed. A week ago Wednesday, we were driving back from Flint, and we got on the on I-75 headed north, and I smelled this burning smell. And there was a, kind of smelled like diesel fuel, but there was a truck in front of me, so I just pickup truck, so I figured it was that. So we cracked the windows, aired the car out, rolled them back up, and continued on our way. About halfway up home, same thing happened, and noticed another truck, pickup truck, had just passed us a little bit before. Figured it was probably a diesel again, kind of odd, and I'm thinking, you know, it's there. So we aired the car out and continued on. We got off 75, or off 675 on the Davenport. And we got a strong smell then, and there wasn't any cars around us, so I'm thinking, oh, great, we got a problem. Car didn't have any issues driving home. We got it home, I popped the hood and noticed that the transmission cooler, one of the lines for the transmission cooler, had a leak. So it wasn't dripping in the driveway or anything like that. There was no noticeable drip on it. It was mainly just, I guess, when we were under pressure and driving. But I had a pinhole or something in it spraying against the hot engine and causing the fumes, because when I got home, popped the hood, smoke rolled out of the hood, and I could see that there was some moisture down in it. So one of my son-in-law's friends, a mechanic as well, he came over and changed out the lines. We ordered them this week, came in, and he changed out the lines this morning. Took him about an hour was all. So her car's back on the road. She's been driving mine for the last week, and I've been driving the old van, which has is a kind of challenge in the rain because the windshield decided to develop a leak. So it's a little tough to drive when you got water coming in various places. So I hope the rain stays away for a while. With that, I'll turn it back over to Net Control. Everyone have a good week. We'll talk to you, some of you, tomorrow night on the SavaroNet 73. Back over to you, Rick, KC8YVF.
Thank you there, Ron. Next we'll go to KEAPCQ with NAKPR on standby. Go ahead and pick it up, Dave.
KC8VOA. Well, note for Ron, it's lucky that he didn't have one of those quick disconnects let go of the little O-ring in there, because you'd fry a tranny in about a heartbeat. You'd have smoke, but you'd also have no tranny. With that said, everybody have a great week. Let's hope the weather stays just kind of the way it is. I mean, daylight, we're in the daylight savings now, so, you know, everybody wants the sunlight after work, and we got her. So, with that said, KE8PCQ, 7-3s, and God bless. Back to KC8POA.